Sheena got in touch with the Nolan Show after she was told she's no longer entitled to her personal independence PIP payment because she is in hospital. In 2016, Sheena received the devastating news that she had a brain tumour and she's been told her condition is terminal. Now that she's been told that, not only is her PIP payment to be stopped, but also she has to pay back previous payments that she received while in hospital. Her sister says Sheena doesn't want to spend the rest of her life in a hospital room and that PIP would give her some freedom. I spoke to Sheena and began by asking her when she found out about her illness.
December of 2016. So no symptoms at all previous to this, apart from one seizure, and I was taken into hospital, an extensive test done, which then, on the 23rd of December, diagnosed me with a grade 4 brain tumour.
And have you a chance of surviving this, Sheena?
No, this is terminal, Stephen. So I'm actually in Thompson House Hospital at the moment. But what my issues is the PIP, or the new DLA system, has completely stopped my money and are looking for me to pay back any payments that I've already received. And that's coming out of whatever benefits I'm getting, I really can't afford.
So let me understand your circumstances a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then what has happened with your benefits will be even more relevant, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
So I'm not trying to exploit your trauma. I need everyone to understand the situation you're in, Sheena.
Yeah.
So you say that this is terminal, and obviously, you know, I'm thinking about you, and that's tough. That's really, really hard to deal with. How long do you think you have to live, Sheena? Do you know?
I honestly don't know, Stephen. The time limit that they'd give me was 12 to 18 months at the beginning. But if I'm outliving everything that's going on because I'm fighting.
And that was my point of asking the question. You know, here you are fighting a horrible, horrible disease, a horrible tumour. So I would hope that we as society, I would hope that we can protect and care for you as much as possible, because I think this is what we all pay our taxes for. You know, it could be me tomorrow morning, it could be my mother, anybody listening, it could be them or their loved one. So,
absolutely, so, and I've worked all my life.
And are you in pain?
I am in pain. I'm on medication in the hospital. But I have to say they're absolutely amazing.
And over since 2016, when you discovered this, were you able to live at home, or what happened?
I was at home, but then my mobility has completely, brain-wise, I'm still myself, but mobility has just completely gone. So at the minute, I'm stuck in the hospital because I can't get out and about.
You can't walk anymore?
No, my left leg is giving way. But I am doing extensive physio with the staff here. But it means that I'm confined to the hospital because I can't get out because I can't walk yet. I'm still working on a wheelchair.
Have you a family? Have you children?
I have two children, two boys, and I have a sister who is here every day with me and other family members.
How old are your children, Sheena?
18 and 15.
So you've got people to care for you and to love you, but this is hard on the whole family, obviously.
Everybody's life has just been ruined.
Okay, so I think we've all got a grasp now, you know, of what you're going through. Now tell me about your benefits. What benefits were you getting, and what have they stopped?
ESA.
What's that? What is that?
Employment Support Alliance.
Okay.
And then PIP, which is the new DLA, but they've completely stopped the PIP because they said that I wasn't entitled to it anymore. After 28 days in hospital, had I been in a hospice or a nursing home, it would have still carried on, but because I'm in hospital surroundings, they've just stopped it.
And what impact does that have on you?
It's just another worry because they're going to look for the money back, and it's just, I don't know what they expect me to live on.
What do you mean they're looking for the money back? Money back from when?
From when I've been 28 days in the hospital. They're looking anything over the 28 days paid back to them.
And presumably what their argument is that the hospital is caring for you now, so therefore you don't need money to care for yourself. Is that
absolutely
the logic?
That's the logic of it. And no matter who we've been speaking to, they're just backing that up. But the thing is, I can't get out and about now, so I'm really confined to my room.
And are you not entitled to a DLA car?
No, they said that if I wasn't doing what I was doing, as in owing the money back, that I could have qualified. But then they backtracked and said that no, my mobility was taken off me because I was in hospital, and this would be the time that I would need it more than anything.
Sorry, what is their logic for you not being entitled to apply for a DLA car?
Because they said that because I'm in a hospital environment, that they wouldn't think that I was acceptable for a DLA car.
Yeah, your GoFundMe page, Have Wheels Will Travel, is the name of that, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I don't understand, because are your doctors telling you that you can leave the hospital safely?
Yes, I can leave the hospital safely, but I must have a wheelchair accessible vehicle to keep me safe. But the only wheelchair accessible vehicle that I can get is a private taxi.
The people representing the PIP administrative system, right?
Yeah.
The PIP people, in other words.
Yeah.
Are they treating you with dignity? Are they
not
coming
really
out to you and speaking to you and
they haven't spoken to me, they're doing everything over the phone.
They've never come out and visited you?
No. And it's just been a telephone, one of those automated systems. Most people don't want to do it on the phone.
What do you mean an automated system? Oh, getting through to them. Press one and press two.
Yes, yeah.
And they've never offered to come out and speak to you?
No, they haven't. And then when I'm on the phone with them, I get stressed out, which could send me into a seizure that I may not come out of.
Would you like them to come out and... Look, they've got to work. They've got to work within the rules, and those rules might not be good. You know, many people might disagree with them, but that's for Parliament ultimately to decide. They're working within the legislation set down by Parliament. But, you know, they can if, you know... I'm just wondering, should all this be delivered down the phone?
It's just no one has even suggested that to me.
Who's that talking to you in the background, Sheena?
Well, that's my sister. Can I let you speak to her?
Yeah.
Good morning, Stephen.
Jackie. Morning, sorry. Jackie.
I'm the driving force behind this. I'm Sheena's sister, and it's me that does deal with most of her stuff. I spoke to the PIP assessors on many of the occasions, and they are saying that when you go through to the call centres, it's people that are answering the phone and aren't actually thinking of the wider picture and how it affects people. All we keep getting back is the rules are the rules. She's in hospital and she's not entitled to any kind of benefits. And I understand where they can take the current part of that away from her, but I think she's totally entitled to the mobility side of it.
And have you looked at the rules? What do the rules say? But we will look at the rules. But what do the rules say about the mobility side of it?
The rules say that because she's in a hospital environment, she's not entitled to anything to do with PIP. She's not entitled to it. And then she also loses the premiums off her ESA, because when you get PIP, you get premiums on your ESA. So she will lose all of that as well. And because she's been in hospital from November, they're expecting her to pay £145 back a week, because they've said that they've overpaid her because she's been in hospital. Now, Sheena was living with me, so I could have had Sheena at my house. It's the fact that she needs help with her mobility, and the mobility vehicle would enable Sheena to be able to go out and about and still live her life as a normal person.
Like, we all know and have read stories about some people on that have DLA cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it like this, some more deserving than others.
Yep.
And you're telling me the current rules do not give a mobility car to someone who is dying and they can't walk.
That's exactly what I'm telling you, yes, Stephen.
How's that fair?
It's not. It blows my mind. My sister's worked every day in Ireland since she's left school. She's paid her taxes into the system. And now, basically, they are letting her just rot in hospital, for want of a better way of putting it. You know, I completely understand that the car side would have to go, but the mobility side, she is entitled to it.
Well, no, hold on a moment. If I'm reading this right, you're saying, to be fair to the PIP people, you're saying they are implementing the rule. You're saying the rules as they've been created are wrong, but yeah, the PIP people are following the rules, aren't they?
Yeah.
To be fair to them.
Yeah, they're following the rules, but I think the rules are wrong.
So what are you going to do?
Well, there's nothing we can do. Every avenue we're trying, we've exhausted every avenue, and there's nothing more that we can do. The only thing that we have tried to do is start a GoFundMe page to see if we can buy one privately, but I think this is a pressure that my sister doesn't need.
How much are they?
You're looking at about £25,000 for a new adapted wheelchair vehicle.
So when's the last time Sheena's been out?
We had to take a taxi to go to the dentist last week, which cost her £60.
And am I right in saying a wheelchair accessible taxi, they charge more?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, they are more expensive.
So this is a plea for help, isn't it?
It definitely is, Stephen. You know, all I want to do is make my sister happy, and I definitely want to try and get her out of the hospital. I don't want her to have to sit in the same room every day and that be it.
Jackie, do you mind if I chat to Sheena again, please?
Yeah, no problem, Stephen. 2 seconds. Hello.
Sheena, all I can do is make your story public, which is what we're doing, okay?
And I really appreciate that.
Are you okay?
Absolutely, yes. I'm grand. I would just love to be able to get out.
How are you dealing in your head, Sheena, with the reality that your life is limited, and therefore, more than ever before, you know, there's things you will want to do. There's things you'll want to see.
Absolutely. You know? And
if I don't get out for a cup of tea today, I'll get out for a cup of tea maybe tomorrow. You know,
I'm still here tomorrow because, as I said, you know, no one can put a time on it. So I don't know. You know,
this must be playing with your mind.
Absolutely. And because I have two young sons, it's just absolutely driving me insane for them as well as myself, probably more for them. So it just feels as if no one's taken anything on board or given it any consideration.
And you're in your 40s now, and you worked all your life.
Absolutely. I'm 45 next week. 46, actually, on Monday.
And after you work all your life,
and said everything, yeah.
Society says back to you when you've got a terminal illness, we're not giving you a mobility taxi.
Absolutely.
We're not even paying for a taxi.
No. It's very hurtful, I have to say.
I don't know what to say, Sheena. Let us have a look at this for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Listen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, now, the Department of Communities have been in touch with us. They say that they are going to get in touch with Sheena now to discuss their case further. They say the rules around benefits and admission to hospital are particularly complex, and they say some benefits are stopped from being paid or are reduced while in hospital as an inpatient. Others are paid in full. They say the rules are set down in legislation for each benefit, and the department has no discretion in this area. In terms of disability living allowance, attendance allowance and PIP benefit is suspended after 28 days in hospital, and ESA payment continues as normal for 1 year. The department does suspend any recovery of an overpayment while the person remains in hospital, and will waive recovery of an overpayment where a person is terminally ill. So the department, well, there's news for Sheena. She says she is terminally ill, so therefore the department will waive the recovery of an overpayment. That's big news, I'm guessing, now, for Sheena.